We're back on Inside the Huddle. Our next guest is former coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers in the football program, KC Woods. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
All right. It's been a long time since I talked to you. Our first guest, I don't know if you remember him or not, but he sure remembers you, Jason Hayde. He said he was actually on the interview committee when they picked you as the new football coach at Clinton Prairie, and he wanted to congratulate you on your success, and we'll talk about here in a minute on moving to Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? He was, after the interview, he was the one who walked me around, toured me around the building, and we had a great conversation, and you know, he was kind of a big part in letting me know that, you know, what a great place Clinton Prairie was.
Have you been gone from Clinton Prairie for 7 years? Jason's been gone for 8 years. I'll give you a little insight on him. He has actually won a state title up in Portland, Michigan as a girls basketball coach not too far from where he grew up.
Yeah, I heard that. I actually have kind of followed what he's been doing on social media and everything. So I know that he's had an awesome batch of success, and I'm not surprised at all. He's a great coach and an even better guy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your time at Clinton Prairie. Coach, you came in the fall of 2015. It was, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. It was a little bit of a dark time in the Clinton Prairie program. The season before did not end very well at all. It was kind of a situation that most schools don't want to go through. But I think they hired the right guy to get things turned around. And you came in so upbeat that summer, or actually that spring. I know you were coaching at Zionsville at the time, and you were making a lot of days up to Clinton Prairie, getting the kids in the weight room, getting the youth program going. And I think there was a lot of support for that anyway. But to be involved in that and getting the Clinton Prairie turned around, I think you were only there for one season, but boy, it was an important season.
Yeah, you know, it was a place that you could tell, obviously weren't happy with the way things had gone down, but they really wanted to be successful, and I could feel that, you know, as soon as I took the job and got around the kids. You know, the thing is, they love football, and they want it to be a great experience, and I think that getting the kids to believe, you know, that we could, it didn't have to take, you know, years and years and years to get things turned around, but getting them to believe that, you know, we could be really successful right away was the biggest part, and they bought into that. I think looking back on it, I think we accomplished that.
Oh, I think so too. You went 8-4 your first season. You played in a sectional final. I think it started from the, if I remember right, from the very first play that season against Frontier. I think you had Sam Schoenfeld throw a halfback pass for a touchdown on the opening play, if I remember right. Am I thinking right on that, Coach?
We did, yeah. Sammy threw a touchdown pass. Obviously, Chase Joseph threw a bunch of those after him. But, yeah, the first touchdown pass went to Sam Schoenfeld, halfback pass. I'm trying to remember if it was Trevor Reese, maybe, or Cade Selke. Trying to remember who he threw.
I think it was Trevor Reese. I think you're right on that.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to remember if it was either after that touchdown or after the next touchdown. We were up 14-0, but we went with the surprise onside kick and got the ball back. And I think the kids could just kind of tell, like, I'm a very aggressive coach, and we're gonna do everything we can to win football games. And maybe not super conventional at all, you know, all the time, but the kids loved it. They bought into it. They were like, okay, if we're going to go for it, let's go for it. And I think that kind of mindset, getting that kicked off in that first game, they knew that's how we were going to play, I think went a long way that season.
Well, not only you came, you brought your family with you. Your brother and your dad were part of that. Tim Sanders was with that group. And I think it was just a dynamic group of what Clinton Prairie needed at the time to get things going in the right direction, even all the way back to youth football. And if you can talk a little about those guys, and I've got a story to tell you about what my dad mentioned yesterday, that he thought, you know, right off that summer, it was going to be a good season.
Yeah, oh man, what an awesome group of guys, you know, that we established. You know, first with Tim. Tim is a kid that I actually coached when he was at Pike High School, and I was an assistant coach, and then just watching him grow into a coach, I gave him a job there at Clinton Prairie, and he did an unbelievable job. I mean, he was driving from Indianapolis every day, and you could tell he loved coaching football, and was great with the kids and great relationship builder. And did an awesome job. I took him to Danville with me for a minute, and then he, kind of watching his career blossom, he jumped into college football. He's an offensive coordinator at Anderson, Division III school there in Indiana for a little bit, and now has kind of made his way up the ladder a little bit and is coaching Division I football at Appalachian State. And so really, really cool watching his career kind of blossom there. And my brother, he went with me to Danville. He was with me there all 4 years. And actually, when we moved to Cincinnati, he came with me year one over in Cincinnati before him and his wife and kids actually decided to move down to Gulf Shores, Alabama. So he's down there with my dad and mom, who live down there as well, and helping run the family business down there, construction company. So that was tough. He was kind of my right-hand man those first 5 years of my coaching career, 6 years actually. And then so losing him was tough. It was different, but glad he made his way down south, and we'll be joining him here pretty soon.
I was talking with my dad last evening, and I told him that I was going to have you on the show this morning, and he brought up a story to me. He's like, you remember that summer when they came? And, he said not only were they coaching on the field, they were putting a lot of effort into the facility and stuff. And if I think back right, maybe you had a little mishap painting some goalposts, but my dad had a lift, and he brought it to school, and they painted the press box. And my dad said right then, he said, they've got complete buy-in, and they're going to get the community to buy in. And I just thought that was a neat story that he remembered that what you guys, the effort you put into Clinton Prairie, not just coaching, but in the facilities as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is one that I'll never forget for sure. So, painted the press box, and then we were painting the goalposts, and so we had a step ladder in the back of a pickup truck, and then a long roller on a handle, and painting the goalposts. I think they were white, and we were making them bright yellow to look good. And I got a little brave up on the ladder and told Tim Sanders, he was in the truck at the time, like, instead of me getting down and then moving the truck and climbing back up, just kind of slowly move the truck around the goalpost so I could just paint them. And ladder tipped out of the back of the truck. I went down, broke and dislocated a toe, cut my sunglasses, cut my forehead open. And there's a picture of me, giving the thumbs up at the Frankfurt Hospital there, getting stitched up. But I told Eric Ulrich, who, again, I can't be on the show and not mention him.
Sure.
Man, fantastic. To give a 25-year-old, guy who hadn't had any head coaching experience a chance, took some guts for sure, especially coming off of, like you said, some of the things that Clinton Prairie was coming out of, and just all the support and anything we needed. And he was awesome. But I told him, I said, hey, here's the deal. You got blood, sweat, and tears from me into this program, and this time I mean it, literally.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yep, that was the case.
Well, I think another thing you did at the time was, get involved with the youth program, and, it was just been going along pretty well. Dave Joseph put a lot of effort in that years before that, Scott Haynes getting that going. But just be involved in that, I think, really propelled, Clinton Prairie. Had some success over the years, played in some sectional finals since you've left, but at the program's been real competitive, and that was part of it, helping with the youth.
Oh yeah, and that's huge. A lot of guys, you get to a job, and it's you focus on the high school program and maybe the junior high program, but if you want to have a football town and a place, a community that grows into year after year being competitive in football, you've got to start down there. That's always been something that I've been big on. And honestly, that was one of the easiest places for me to do it because, like you said, you and Scotty and all those guys, you guys have done such an awesome job, building that program and keeping it rolling. And really for the high school coach, it was as simple as just being down there to support that and getting around those kids and showing them the way that we play football there. And you guys were fully bought into, hey, the way you're going to play football is the way we're going to play football. And so it made it super easy. Definitely one of the easier, kind of youth to high school relationships I've had because of the job that you guys all did with that. But you could tell just getting down around there, it's a football town for sure.
Well, you left Clinton Prairie and went home to Danville where you played high school football. You went right into a sectional championship and played in a regional, went 10-3. The next year went to a semi-state. You were 23-4 in your first 2 years there. Can you talk about how special that was going back to Danville?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was, you know, walking those hallways and stepping foot on the field and running, having the team run through the TP and all of that. It was really a neat deal. Coaching a lot of you know, kids who I knew their older brothers or you know, parents knew me. It was neat. And again, same thing. You know, they were coming off of, you know, a 2-win season, a 3-win season, and a 2-win season, I believe. And just getting the kids to believe that this didn't have to be a 2-, 3-, 4-year turnaround, that it could happen right away. And you know, I think, you know, up there with our playoff game against Carroll that year at Clinton Prairie.
Right.
That's one of my kind of top, you know, game memories. And then right up there with that one is that first year playing at the University of Indianapolis against Bishop Chatard in the sectional championship and beating them for the first time in school history. I think Danville was 0-13 prior to that against Bishop Chatard and beating them in a 40-35, you know, instant classic.
I came to that game, and I believe you came
back
and won.
That's right, I saw you after the game. Yeah, I saw you after the game.
And that was at the University of Indianapolis.
Sure was, yeah.
Beautiful night for football.
Yeah, oh, it was awesome. And a great memory. And, yeah, we had a lot of success. Played a couple Final Fours. Unfortunately, just couldn't get over the hump in a couple of those Final Four games. But, nonetheless, it was an awesome memory. So I remember seeing you after the first Chatard game. We played them the next year in a regional game and beat them. And I think after that game, I remember seeing Cam Haynes and Zane Cook had come to the game, so I got to see those two guys, and that was awesome. That's the stuff that, you know, you as a coach, you forget about the wins and losses, and it's like, okay, what is the relationships that carry on and carry forth? And I think that's how I measure my success, and seeing those guys, you know, years later come to drive all the way out to Danville to come watch me play, watch me coach. That's really, really cool.
Well, just give you a little insight. Scott Haynes and I have a special day tomorrow with our families because Cam married Hannah, and they're expecting their first child, and they're going to have the gender reveal tomorrow. So we're going to find out if we got a football player coming or not.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good. You know, I was so happy to see those two. They're such great kids, and to see their relationship, you know, blossom is awesome. I'm sure you guys are over the moon. That'll be fun over the years to watch them, you know, grow as a family, and you guys get to be around it. And yeah, it'll be. Let me know what we get. I'll tell you. Obviously, you want a football player, but man, I'll tell you what, finding out about having a girl is also pretty darn special too.
You know exactly about that. So hey, Coach, we got about another minute here. It's went really fast, but I want you to tell everybody where you've been here in Ohio, and you're getting ready to move to Florida, and you've got a new job there. If you can hit on both those things.
Yeah. I left Danville, came to Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. I got a master's degree in ministry. Really, over the years, I started kind of maybe leaning into heading that direction into ministry. And then my wife kind of said, you know, why don't you find a place where you can do both? And so that led us to Christian schools, and so ended up coaching now 3 years here, and it's been awesome. And then an opportunity came up at Rocky Bayou Christian School down in Niceville, Florida, kind of right by Destin in the Panhandle, and you know, it's an opportunity to get into administration, which has always interested me. I'm going to be the assistant principal and head football coach down there. And it also puts us, you know, about an hour and a half from my parents and Cody and his wife, my brother and his wife and kids. And so to get back around family will be really special too.
Well, great to catch up with you this morning. I'm so glad you answered my text yesterday, because I think the people will be glad to catch up with you and, you know, hear where you've been and hear about the special moments at Clinton Prairie, because I know, just like Jason said, you guys all had a special time when you were there.
No, absolutely. It's a fantastic time with amazing people, and we'll always remember my time as a Gopher, and wish the program and the community the best moving forward, and make sure you tell Scotty I said hi tomorrow, and you guys enjoy a special day.
We will. We get south, we'll stop by and see you. Maybe we'll catch a game down there someday. We'd love to come see that.
Sounds great. Perfect. We'll take you out the next day and do some fishing, too.
Awesome. We had KC Woods on, the former football coach at Clinton Prairie, and a stop at Danville in Ohio, and is getting ready to move to Florida to be an administrator and high school football coach. Thanks for being on, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jamie.
We'll be back right after this. We'll have Brian Craig, the new softball coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers.